Hey everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of The Investor Mindset. James McFarland here, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Specialist. And in this series, we talk about having a better long-term investing experience. Together, we're looking into and exploring key topics for long-term investors. We talk about common problems and experiences and how to address them. So here in episode 5, we're going to focus some attention on the financial media and see if we can discuss a slightly complex problem. But it's an important area to grasp. Having a handle on this problem may be able to save investors from poor decision making and help them look at their portfolios, the markets, and their long-term results in a better way. Here's the gist of the issue. Anytime you watch the financial news, you are watching something that usually claims to be about the future. The media says that they are giving you information and perspective that will have an impact on the future. But really, the talking heads are just telling you about the very short-term past and usually framed in the worst possible way. I'll describe more about what I mean by that in a moment. But the result of this whole situation, the media claiming to be about the future but really being about what's happened in the short-term past, is that many investors hear what has happened over, say, the last 5 days and push it forward into their long-term future. In other words, the media can lead people into making long-term decisions based off of very short-term past events. Think about it like this. The media is by necessity short-term focused. Reporters have to come up with stories to fill a very fast-paced 24-hour news cycle. But this short-term focus can encourage viewers, whether intentionally or not, to also focus their attention on what's happened in the markets in the past month, week, day, or even hours or minutes in some cases. By contrast, investing is a long-term process, typically with a decades-long time horizon for most individuals. So there's a mismatch here. Instead of making long-term decisions based off of long-term information or data, the media pushes investors to look at ultra-short-term past events as the basis for what should be a long-term future investment portfolio. To make matters worse, the short-term information the media reports on is typically framed in a way to evoke the maximal emotional response. Now, as I've mentioned, this is perhaps the worst way possible to hear information if you're a long-term investor. For example, say that stocks have fallen heavily in price, for instance. When this happens, the headline typically reads something like, "More bad news for investors today as the Dow falls by 800 points," or "Stock market falls again in worst day in the last 18 months." Now, in fact, unless you plan to liquidate your whole portfolio that particular day, it is unlikely to be bad news at all. The media could just as easily have said, "Stocks went on sale today as falling prices offered investors higher expected long-term returns." And on the flip side of that, if the market rises by a large amount on any given day, you might read a headline like, "Stock market spikes on continued optimism," or "Investors continue to cheer as markets rally most in 12 months. And again, unless you are planning to liquidate your portfolio on that very day, the news might not be all that good. In either of these cases, the media reporting on what's happened over the last 24 hours says nothing about what the markets will be doing in the next 6 months, the next 12 months, the next 5 years, and on and on. In both examples, the media is reporting on short-term past information in a way designed to evoke an emotional response, usually either fear or greed. It all pushes people to, again, make long-term future decisions based on short-term past information. But if you are a long-term investor, what happened yesterday is not all that important. The key issue is how your portfolio performs from now on into the future in relation to your unique personal situation, goals, and time horizon. Investing is about the future, not the past. And because no one knows the future, we have to keep a tight grip on how we build our long-term portfolios. We have to manage the uncertainty inherent in investing for the future by having the right mindset, the right tools, in the right framework for our particular situation. This means taking advantage of things like diversification in developing your asset allocation, and it means seeing to it that our decisions are based on long-term data rather than short-term headlines. We are not swayed by what the media is reporting on a day-to-day basis, whether it be spun positively or negatively. Our integrated framework for financial planning and investment management bakes in multi-level diversification and risk mitigation right into our development of an investment strategy. And of course, all of this is tied directly to your big picture, your vision, your objectives, and your situation. And we believe this helps our investors see better results over the long term. Now, of course, steps like these do not eliminate the risk of market loss, but they can help investors avoid getting blindsided by unnecessary risk. And in my view, a proper asset allocation based on your particular situation is the first step in aiming at a better long-term investment outcome. And that actually leads right into a second assumption the financial media makes that we should talk about. The media assumes in their reporting on what is good, bad, great, or terrible that the future is the same for everyone. And that just isn't true. In reality, we all are at a different place in our lives. The meaning of our future depends on our age, family, circumstances, jobs, incomes, and lots of other factors. If you don't see this clearly, it could lead to less than stellar results. One person may be focused on retirement and how they will afford rising medical expenses while still enjoying their golden years. Others may be focused on paying for a college education for their children. Another might be looking towards buying a home, investing an inheritance, or changing careers. Everyone's future is different. And that means that the portfolio and investment strategy each of us need could be very different. Some will want a strategy that delivers regular income. Others will try to sound out a strategy for capital growth. Some will be high risk takers, others very conservative. I believe having the right framework in which to build your portfolio and develop a financial plan is extraordinarily important for long-term investors. Now, from this, it should also be clear that if the future means something different to each individual and family, then risk is also not just one thing. Even though Wall Street likes to talk about volatility all the time, risk is not just the volatility of the market day to day or a simple statistical metric that can be measured. Risk can be felt, seen, and heard very differently by different people. Again, depending on your age, your spouse, your children, your job security, where you live, and your whole personal financial situation, your big picture. When we sit with families, we use the framework that we've developed to listen and see your situation and get a firm grip on your big picture, to understand what the future and risk are for you. And we use your big picture to build an investment portfolio that's based on long-term data, diversified, and aimed at accomplishing your long-term goals. And this, I believe, is a superior approach than relying on the emotion-packed, short-term information that is found in the media. This is one of the ways we try to be different and serve our clients better, helping all of them to get the results they want so they'll be able to enjoy a better future and get their hands on a better long-term investment outcome. Though we can't control the future, we can keep a sharp eye on the structure of our portfolios. We can build our strategy within a solid framework. We can sound out the best way to manage taxes and fees. And we can push our long-term portfolios to align to our long-term goals. We can make sure that your future sits at the heart of your investment strategy and financial plan, and not the past. And that will bring us to the end of episode 5 of The Investor Mindset. We are now halfway through this series. I hope if you're listening, you're finding it both educational and enjoyable. As always, thank you very much for joining me, and feel free to share this around. In the next episode, we're going to take a close look at trading versus investing. Are they the same thing? Are there different types of trading? We'll find out in the next episode. Once again, this has been James McFarland. This has been The Investor Mindset. Remember to tune out the noise and I'll talk to you again soon.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.